This is Wade Rafke with the Chief Organizer's Report. I'm bringing the fight for climate change home, Minnesota style. There's no real debate about whether climate change is a huge threat. You don't have to believe the science, but you can't deny what Richard Pryor famously called the evidence available to your lying eyes. We see it everywhere around us, from the diminishing coastline to earlier springs and more violent storms. The problem for many people is figuring out what they can do to be effective besides turning down the thermometer, putting out their recycling, sending the occasional donation, and answering a call to march when it's made. So much of the problem seems global past our reach. So how do we have impact on such a huge crisis locally? One answer to this question was provided by Kevin Whalen when I was talking to him recently on Wade's World. Kevin, after years as a community organizer and communications specialist with Acorn and others, is now executive director of Minnesota 350. And in our conversation, it became clear that he and his associates there are trying to develop an organization, an action model that translates the horror of global climate change into local action. 350.org is a well-known campaign and advocacy formation focusing on climate change, started as Whalen described it by a professor, in this case Bill McKibben, and seven students. 350 refers to the level at which carbon dioxide in Earth's atmosphere passes the critical point at 350 parts per million. It is now over 400. As Kevin described it, Minnesota 350 is a rarity, though. It's not an affiliate of 350.org, nor was it organized by 350.org. Rather, there were some activists in Minnesota who saw climate change as a critical issue and wanted to figure out a way to respond to the crisis and decided to organize and reach out to 350.org and essentially ask if they would mind if they used 350 as part of the name of the organization they wanted to build. So yes, the website says 350, Minnesota350.org, but that's more of a website thing than anything else. They're certainly federated and allied with 350.org, but an independent and autonomous operation in Minnesota. This has translated in recent years to a lot of involvement in organizational action and pipeline fights. They played a key role in opposing a pipeline from the controversial and dangerous tar sands area of Alberta, Canada, that would have run to Lake Superior, that has stopped for now. They were also heavily involved in supporting the Standing Rock fight against the Dakota Access Pipeline, which galvanized a movement, though thus far has a less happy ending. Kevin movingly described four visits to Standing Rock and how much it meant. Minnesota 350 has learned many lessons in how to bring this global catastrophe to the level of local action, but in talking to Kevin, they believe they need to bring the fight home by figuring out a way to inject the issue into local and state politics, which would also mean holding representatives elected to represent Minnesota in Congress accountable on this issue. It's hard to argue with that conclusion, and it's worth keeping an eye on Minnesota 350 because we might all need to follow their lead. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.